WYVF, KCVOA.
Good evening, Rick. How's your day go? I'm just headed out of work.
It's been one of them days, kind of depressing with the weather the way it was and everything else and so forth, and just the way it's going today.
Yeah, about the same way here. I have a sinus headache that's kind of stuck around all day at work, and not any better now, so head back home and try and rest a little bit.
And I hear you there. I hear you there. I was talking to the daughter-in-law about water stripping the door, et cetera, and thought maybe I better check my stuff out myself. And sure enough, two of my steel doors need to have new door sweeps on them and should have new weather stripping put around as well.
Yeah, that's another thing I have to do. My front door sweep is gone. The rubber sweep on the front deck, the deck moves a little bit. About every year I got to put a new one on because it tears it off. So, yeah, I got that to do. I got to get all the patio furniture put away this weekend on Saturday or Sunday. Like I said, I got the MICON meeting at 10 to 11:30 or so, and then probably 3 o'clock I'll have to head out to my daughter's house. Their Halloween party starts at 5. We'll have to go out and help them get set up. I know tonight wife already called and said, hey, they're going to be coming by to pick up the PA equipment for tomorrow. So I asked him, I said, well, do they need the big PA system or the small one? She said, I think just the small one. I said, good. I can't carry the big one out of the basement anymore. Those cabinets, lift those cabinets out and get them up the stairs. They're good 80 pounds apiece, and you got to pick them up and just muscle them up the stairs and, you know, out to the vehicle. And I said, the little ones I can carry, the big ones I can't anymore.
Yep, I hear you there. I hear you there. And how are you supposed to put those speakers on a stand, you know? That's a challenge. So you talking about just the PA, or are you talking about the speakers and the PA?
The whole thing. I have actually three different PA systems over the years. I have my old PVPA, which are floor columns. They're basically four and a half feet tall, and they have four 10-inch speakers in them. There are two of those, and they're all 3/4-inch plywood underneath and coated with a vinyl wrap. And those things we've had around since the 70s. We've redid it, and there's the PA power unit for that. But I said that, yeah, those things are huge to carry. Then I have the Yamaha PA, which is the newer of the PAs, which are up on stands, and they've got a 15-inch woofer in them. They've got about a 8-inch mid-range, and then got the high-range tweeter in it. And for the three-ways, and plus the stands and those cabinets, and those, usually what they take, those, like I said, they're about 80 pounds a cabinet, plus the stands. So, yeah, I can't lift them up and get them onto the stands anymore. It's hard enough for me to lift them out of the basement from their position down there. And then the one that they want are basically, they're just going to take my floor monitors, I think. They just take the floor monitors with my 20-watt amp. Then that I can carry. That's a little easier to work. So we'll see what they want when they get there tonight.
Yep, yep. A lot of the new stuff is all self-powered, so still not light, but a lot of it's self-powered. You don't need a separate PA for them and stuff like that, so. But, yeah, the PAs can add up to a lot of weight. There's a lot of heat sink there and everything else.
Yeah, when we were playing in the band last time, mine was a smaller kind of, we used mine as basically the practice amp. It's, like I said, it's got those two speakers on the stands, and then it's got a 600-watt 10-channel microphone mixer, power unit mixer in one. It's got send and returns for effects channels. It's got set up for main cabinets, monitor cabinets. Through that, it'll run a CD player or MP3 player or something through it for music, and that's generally what he does. He's got a cord he just plugs into it and places his playlist off his phone for music. So that's the one that he normally uses. The other one is a little smaller. Like I said, it's only 20 watts. I normally give him the floor monitors, which are just two ways. Those only weigh about 20 pounds of speaker for those, so those are pretty a little easier to carry out. But yeah, and then the one that we used for our performance PA, yeah, that had a 15-inch subwoofer. It had two powered cabinets, three-way cabinets, a Mackie system. So, and then we had a mixing board, I think about a 16-channel mixing board. So, yeah, a lot of equipment to carry. I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore.
Yep, I hear you. I hear you. I used to do a little bit of that myself. And the mixer we got at church now is 32 channel, and it's about the same size as 16. But you've got to push a lot of buttons to do a lot of different things. I mean, it's all electronic. It's motorized. There's a lot of nice features to it, but when you're working live sound, you gotta be a little quicker on some things.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Oh yeah, the equipment's changed over time. I haven't kept up with any of that. I was at Guitar Center there last year. One of our friends had a flood at his house and lost his acoustic guitar. So my son-in-law and I went in, and daughter and that, and wife and that, with the two families, went in and bought him a new guitar and case for it. So he was thrilled to death. Last year he was over to the house for dinner before Christmas, and I brought it up. I said, "Hey, here, Fred, try this out. See what you like. I just got this, and want to see what you think of it." He was playing. He said, "Boy, this plays really nice. This is a nice guitar." I said, "Well, good, it's yours." And he just looked at me and looked at my son-in-law, and my son-in-law says, "Yeah, Merry Christmas, it's yours." Yeah, he about lost it then, yeah. It was, I over to the music center, guitar center there, it's not like what it used to be, and a lot less equipment in there than I remember from years ago, not stocking as much.
Yep, not stocking as much at all. I've been getting stuff through Sweetwater lately, and haven't bought anything probably in the last 6 months, but been getting through Sweetwater, and they turn stuff around pretty quick.